It's time for our Travel Michigan update, and we head up to Mid-Michigan today. The Great Lakes Bay Regional Convention and Visitors Bureau Travel Marketing Manager Ariel Roth on the line with us this morning, right in the backyard of Michigan's only Santa Claus school, right?
It is. Good morning, Ken.
The Charles Howard's Santa Claus School, and you guys obviously kick it off in a very cool way, celebrating the 83rd year, right after, right after Thanksgiving with Santa being there. But tell people a little bit about the school itself and what it means to the Midland community.
Absolutely. So it was actually established in 1937, I believe in New York, but it moved to Midland in the 1960s when Nate Doan took it over. So they train approximately 300 joyful new Santas every year that then work around the country. But Midland also has a really big Santa house right in downtown. So after that Thanksgiving, he arrives at the Tridge and then makes his way to the Santa house so people can visit him there through the holiday season in downtown and then experience everything else Midland has to offer.
Well, that obviously gives you guys a pretty good leg up, I guess, on the Christmas celebration and everything that happens for Christmas there, too. One of the very cool things that you guys have, too, is the Dow Gardens, and things really get lit up for the holidays there. Tell us about that a little bit.
They do. So if you haven't ever been to Dow Gardens, it's open year-round. It's a 110-acre display of annuals and perennials that you can visit all year-round, and it was Herbert H. Dow's home. They built it on it, the pines. So the Christmas walk is December 12th, 13th, and 14th, and then again on the 19th, 20th, and 21st. So if you go those first 3 days, it's a pretty magical experience. There are choirs singing throughout the gardens. It is lightly illuminated, and you can meet Santa's reindeer. But with those choirs, you notice the people around you a lot more as you're walking through those gardens. There's a lot of Christmas excitement and, you know, just a good, exciting atmosphere. Well, and then on the last 3 days, it is silent, so there's no choirs. And you walk through and you notice the lights a lot more. You appreciate what you have and what you're thankful for. And they're just very different experiences.
I like when you say lightly illuminated. You know, it's not the big audience. So, again, it's kind of that more somewhat more subtle feel to it, right?
Yeah, and then as you're walking through, you can also make your way to the conservatory. So in the summer, that's where they do their butterfly garden. But for this event, they do a huge display of poinsettias throughout it, and it's just a very, very cool experience. You can also visit the pines. That was Herbert H. Dow and his wife, Grace, their home, and they decorate that for the holidays. So they do paid and self-guided tours in on the weekends of that, and then Eldon B. Dow was one of their sons. He studied under Frank Lloyd Wright. His home is also a museum, and they decorate that for the Christmas season, too.
Well, I don't think a lot of people think about Midland as a place to go for the holidays, but there's some, obviously sounds like some very cool experiences for folks to be able to go to. So dowgardens.org will be one website to find out about the Christmas walk, and then midlandfoundation.org to find out more about the Midland Santa House as well. Ariel, thanks for checking in this morning, and have a very Merry Christmas, all right?
Have a great weekend.
All right. Ariel Roth, the Travel Marketing Manager, Great Lakes Bay Regional Convention and Visitors Bureau in Midland with us on this edition of our Travel Michigan Update.